point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate to take advantage of their amazing spring special.
You want to be loved by anyone.
This guy is still going strong, Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
Still performs. Still sounds the same. Worth about $800 million. Third or fourth richest person in Great Britain. He's done very, very well, Tom Jones. Hey, we have a rare, wide open, full hour. We can take calls. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Dr. Doug Pernikoff cannot join us today, probably in some animal surgery. If he were with us, he'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. But he's not able to be with us. Bill Cleveland will be, but that's toward the top of the hour. So here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We would love to hear from you. If you've never called, we don't care what you want to talk about. Don't use the F word. That's like, you know, the number one
of the
rule.
Few rules. Yeah.
By the way, Rod Blagojevich's federal prison number has already been issued. It's 408-92-424. If anybody, you know, is thinking about sending him some mail, that would be his prison number.
Is he going to have one of those white-collar rooms, though, I'm sure?
You know what? I don't know. He's going to go to, where is this place? Littleton, Colorado, I think they said. The minimum security place. It's a lot of drug dealers there and white collar crime, but not the like street thug drug dealers. The, you know, the
high dollar.
Yeah,
ones,
the high dollar guys. The guys who are funding distribution of cocaine and whatever. I don't know. I still don't get the. Why don't you go home, and we'll see in a few months when we're ready for you to come to go to prison. I don't get that, because I know what they're saying is, well, he's not a dangerous guy. He didn't kill people. But let me ask you a question. How do you know that a guy like that couldn't snap? First of all, he knows he's got all this time to seethe and think about going to prison. And you know that in his mind, he doesn't deserve to be going to prison. So why couldn't a guy, look, the guy in Afghanistan snapped, the goofball down in Fort Hood snapped, why couldn't Blagojevich just snap and go, you know what, I'll show everybody. If I'm going to go to prison, then I'm going to deserve prison. I'm going to go kill a bunch of people in the governor's office who don't belong in there. Why couldn't that happen? Yeah. How do you know that a guy's not dangerous?
I don't know.
I think when you've told a guy you're going to prison, that guy is no longer in a normal mindset, and who knows how he deals with that. We got a bunch of calls coming in. Let's take them. We'll start with Dana. Hello, Dana.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Dana, one of those great boy or girl names. You know, if you've listened to the show for any time, my best friend when I was 7 years old and next door neighbor, his name was Dana.
Well, he's more than just a best friend. I mean,
he's a,
yeah, you could say that.
He's asleep and naked under the sheets.
Dana, how are you? What can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to ask if you remembered seeing Blagojevich on that Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes, we mentioned that earlier.
Okay, do you remember the scene? So he couldn't get enough of the camera until his lawyer called him one time on the show, and he suddenly ran out, and he didn't know the camera was behind him, and he was talking outside of a storefront with his back, like, to everyone else. But you could hear him, and he said, well, are we going to be able to talk our way out of that?
Oh.
And I thought, you're still on TV.
Yeah.
I wish I'd seen that. Yeah. Everything he did was he did wrong. He apparently didn't take anybody's advice.
Not very bright either.
No, though. I don't think he's bright at all. And how about that language? They replayed this morning on one of the news channels, and they bleeped. This guy must have said the F word 25 times in five sentences. I mean, everything about him just is I don't know.
It shows you a lot of hair does not equal a high IQ.
Well, I wonder, you know what, will he be able to keep that hair in prison? I guess he will, because I see these prisoners now, they do these, you know, behind the bars, the cold, hard killer. They got beards and everything. I didn't think you at one time were able to do that. They shaved your head. We'll see. Maybe you get to keep that hair.
Yeah.
Dana, anything else?
One other thing.
Okay.
So you grew up where you didn't have, you were saying the Schwann man didn't come. And
I never heard of Schwann till we moved up here, and we never had an ice cream truck ever.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere, but never had the bookmobile. And you probably wouldn't care, but all my friends would say what they got at the bookmobile, and I'm like, the bookmobile doesn't come out here.
Oh, I loved it.
I did,
Dana,
too.
Oh,
Dana,
I loved
it. You know what, Dana? This hurts my feelings that you said you probably wouldn't care, like I'm too stupid to read a book. That's how I interpret it. Well, you probably wouldn't care about
right.
the bookmobile.
I feel like you've read everything.
No, I don't. You know what? You're right to imply that I'm stupid, because I don't read books, and I've said this many times. I read about a book every 3 years. I read articles, and I read lots of little tidbits, but I just cannot sit down with a book. I've tried to read. My wife reads in bed. I've tried that. In 10 minutes, I'm asleep. And then I can't remember. I have to go back and reread, because I can't remember the last four pages what I just read. I'm a horrible reader. So, yeah, you were right to say I probably wouldn't care about the bookmobile.
My brother didn't care. That's why I assumed boys just didn't care about the bookmobile.
No, I loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
You got out of school.
Yeah, you got to go in. Yeah.
I loved going in there and the smell of it. I remember walking in and the smell of the bookmobile.
And your little card.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that.
Man, I do feel stupid. I've never been in a bookmobile.
Me either.
Oh, it's cool. You should try it.
Well, Dana, call anytime.
Thanks. That's all I wanted. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Larry is next in line. How are you, Larry?
Great. How are you?
Great.
Good. I want to give Tina credit for what's the chickpea? That was awesome. That was pretty quick. I was impressed.
That was. No, that was good. She, so far, she's the winner today when it comes to a quick, spontaneous.
Tina had a couple lines.
Yeah, she's on fire today.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only one I've heard, but it was great.
Thank you.
I agree.
And I have a question, and I've just been curious about this for so long. American Idol, I watch it.
Okay.
Do the contestants every week that they stay on, do they get paid? I mean, are they making money? I mean, obviously the winner gets the big, you know, contract and goes on to fame and fortune. But what about the people every time they go, do they make it another week?
Is it like a SAG scale?
No, they don't get. I don't think they get paid, but I think that they get their meals and
well,
the hotel.
Well, hang on a second, though.
Well,
Beyond, no, wait a minute. But
he,
you know what,
Larry, and maybe even clothing.
No, I think Larry has a great question, because this could become very expensive for these people, and I think it's a good question. And I think Peon had a good answer. After a scale, which is the union, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, I would bet you that they have to pay them scale. Union scale for their TV appearances.
It's like all the chicks on Bachelor or whatever. I'm sure they get all just a fee.
That's my guess, and that's probably going to amount to $1,000 a week or something.
I heard
they're booting that guy
off.
Not
a lot, but at least they're getting.
My guess is yes, they would. But that's a good question.
We'll
dig into it. We'll put our research department on it.
Yeah,
sounds good. And then I just heard today that someone's getting kicked off for.
It's Jermaine Jones, the same
something.
Guy. It's the same guy
that great,
made up
guy.
That story about his dad.
Yeah, they found out he had two
outstanding.
Jermaine Jones.
Yeah,
the one
giant.
Oh my God! They brought him back, and now they got to kick him off.
Yeah, they did. Man. They had made a special deal out of bringing him back.
He had one violent charge too. One of them was violence related.
Well, you know what? That's the way it works. That's how this world works. You lie about your past, and you're not. Forthcoming and honest, and this is what happens. You get punished.
Don't they check though?
Absolutely.
Apparently not. They didn't.
They started a good job.
They started digging into it once this stuff happened with his dad, because it found out that wasn't true. So they started doing some more.
And when you tell kids that the things you do will come back to haunt you later, this is a great example for kids to see. This guy just lost a shot at a great career.
That's right.
All right, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I think he's got a great question. I don't think a lot of these people, at least from their appearance, could afford to hang out in, where is that thing taped? Is
Hollywood?
It L.A.?
Yeah, they have to give up jobs and whatever
they're
doing.
Yeah, be out of
work
for a while.
They have to put them up. They got to be paying for their meals, their expenses. Plus, I'm going to guess, after a scale, which I think for each night they're on TV is, I don't know, something like $700 or $800 or something. That's my guess. Let me see. Debbie should be next. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, and I like your voice.
Oh, okay. I just want to say something to Tina.
Okay.
A few days ago, you guys were talking about things in your childhood, and she mentioned Rodgers and the Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Nobody else
ever talks about that, and that was like my absolute favorite.
I remember the songs.
I knew every single word of every song.
Like
Debbie,
Impossible?
Debbie,
yes?
Sing me part of one of the songs from Cinderella.
I don't know the names of them, one of them starts 10 minutes ago, I saw you.
No, that's not singing.
Tina can't help herself.
No. I love that.
Debbie, go ahead. I want to hear Debbie sing. Go ahead, Debbie.
I can't sing.
Yes, you can.
No. I don't sing. I know who has good voices and who don't. I'm not.
Hang on a second. Maybe this will. Dan, can you play one of the songs from Cinderella on the harmonica?
How about In My Own Little Corner?
Oh, yeah.
Dan, play In My Own Little Corner.
You know that one.
Cinderella. Debbie, this should bring back some good memories.
I don't know if I've ever heard that song.
Well, you can pick it up.
My Own Little Corner.
Hang on.
I want to find it. I'd love to watch
Tina,
it.
Tina, sing Dan a little bit of it, then he can play it. Go ahead.
In my own little corner, in my own little chair. I can be whatever I want to
Why are you whispering?
Okay.
That's so cool.
Okay, ready?
Dan, go ahead. That's it.
My favorite is the Impossible one. Where impossible for a plain country pumpkin to become a golden carriage, and four white mice will never be four white horses.
No, Dan, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, we got it now.
I've never heard any of those songs.
I've seen a cartoon.
This is a stupid question. Is this an animated movie?
No, it had Leslie Ann Warren.
Leslie Ann Warren and...
Oh.
So it's a movie...
Damon
was the guy that played...
The Prince?
Quartermain on General Hospital for years and years.
Yes, Damon.
I didn't even know there was a movie, Cinderella.
No, I just remember the animated one.
It was just a special on once a year, like Wizard of Oz.
Oh. And I watched it every single year.
I never knew.
Year.
Well, kindred spirits, sisters, sisters in Cinderella hood, Debbie and Tina.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thank you, Debbie.
Bye.
See, you never know. You mentioned something and you touched a life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, honest to goodness, I had no idea.
You need to see it. It's
I know
really
there
good.
Was. So was it made for TV or was it in the theater?
I think it was made for TV.
Where The Wizard of Oz was made for theaters, but then they just started showing it on TV every year.
But every year, the whole family would sit there and watch it.
Does anybody remember the movie? It was a Disney movie, too. A Tom Sawyer with that red-headed Johnny Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? Was he Tom Sawyer or something? That was a good one. I was a kid. That was a great one. And the other one was Davy Crockett. Man, did I love Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier. Randy, you're up. How are you?
Okay.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was late on the button, but we know what you said. What's up, Randy?
Okay. I wanted to ask you for a joke request in honor of the Mizzou Tigers playing tonight.
Okay.
They're playing Norfolk State.
Nor what?
And
that's Friday.
I don't do the Norfolk joke.
They're playing Friday.
I'm sorry, yes. They're playing Friday. So you don't want to do that one?
Well, I stopped doing that joke.
It's a little too close to...
It's just a little... Yeah.
For comfort.
On the edge.
Okay, well, I remember you doing it a couple times, and it was great.
You have a great memory, because that's been a long time.
It has been a very long time,
Well, thank you for the long-time loyalty. We appreciate it.
No problem. I love it.
All right,
guys, have a good day.
Thanks. You know, Frank, you've only done this joke, the one I'm thinking of, one time since I've been here, and it was the ballerina joke.
Are you sure we've only done it once?
Yep. Yeah. I remember it.
Boy. Wow. You love that joke.
Yes, she does.
I remember telling it before I even worked here.
If you'll agree to meet me after the show, no, I'm serious, I will do the ballerina joke. I'll do it today.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. Thank you.
What does it mean when people say done and done?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Maybe it's double done.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, though. I use
done?
It. Yeah.
I
done.
Thought it meant done you finished done. Two things.
Ballerina will be done today. No problem.
Thank you.
I think Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Davy Crockett here. That's a good one.
You got a kick out of himself. That's a good
one. Any day I'm in a band.
No, okay, that's good. Hallelujah. So what's up, Dave?
Well, you know, I heard a news report on the station yesterday about a shooting at a local bar in the area. I don't know if it was East St. Louis or somewhere in the area. And I was kind of confused by it. I mean, the report ended with they fined the bar and they suspended the bar's liquor license for whatever 3 months or something. They penalized the bar and I don't really understand. I really don't understand how the business was punished for this. It's like saying kid walks into the school and he shoots a bunch of kids. You don't suspend education at the school. You don't fine the school. How did that bar end up getting fined for that? Do you know anything about it?
I don't. But you know what's in the courts right now? That they're having the trial, the lawsuit against Virginia Tech, and there's a massive suit. And I'm with you. I look.
Was that the bar over in East St. Louis?
Yes, it was East St. Louis.
Yeah, right.
Because they're going to make.
I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what maybe negligence or.
They're going to change the law for alcohol sales. That's going to end earlier than 3.
Yeah.
I think they're going to move it up to 1 a.m.
Yeah, wasn't it?
When he mentioned suing like a bar and this Virginia Tech thing, I got to tell you something. Anybody who loses a kid that gets shot at school, it's a horrible, horrible thing. But really, is it the school's fault? I mean, come on. How much are you supposed to do? You can never control a lunatic bursting into anywhere and going insane. You can't. It's impossible.
That's my point exactly. I just don't get how they can. You know
what I'll do? Our research department is also going to get right on that. We have a massive team of researchers for the large.
I heard rumors about that.
They're the best in the business. We'll put them right on it.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And Kathy, I'll tell you what, the calls are pouring in because they know that if they call here, it gets done. Kathy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful, too. What can we do for you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's good to hear. Hallelujah.
And I was calling about Rob Blagojevich. Okay. I saw something in the paper that said he was arranging this at 5:02, so it could be the lead story on the news. And I just wish all news channels would just not show it at all or show it at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah. No, but you know what? They're all going to be there because it's such a circus. The guy's such a joke. It's going to be too good to pass up. They'll be there. And they'll break in. They'll do it live. You know they will. And he's pretty sharp about when it comes to publicity and getting his mug on TV. You know, he deliberately timed it when all the local, you know, newscasts were on. They'll cover it. And I can't wait. I'll have to see it replayed later. But I can't wait to see it. I think the guy's hysterical. He's such a joke. So
I just wish they'd ignore him and not do anything for him.
Well, I understand your point. Kathy, thank you for the call.
Thanks. Yeah, bye.
She does have a point, though. Really, why do they give this guy any attention?
Right.
It's, I don't know. Steve, welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. Sorry, Tina.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
When I say guys, don't take it personal.
Oh, no, I don't.
Not a problem.
Dan, you mentioned, though, maybe a year or so ago about fake college degrees.
Fake college degrees?
Yeah, people having fake college degrees and getting jobs. You were talking about lying on job applications.
Right.
Okay, I spent about 20 years with a large hotel corporation. I won't mention the name.
Okay.
A manager worked for us for over a year with a fake college degree. He was fired, and he was almost prosecuted. It was a very serious issue with the corporation.
Oh, let me tell you something. I don't doubt that that happens all the time. You know how easy it is to get a legitimate-looking diploma, certificate framed, and I mean,
absolutely.
And then you get this online stuff. Oh no, I don't doubt that at all. And I also don't believe that most people. It's like the American Idol contestants. They don't do a thorough check when you apply for a job and references.
People,
they don't do that.
No, but these people warned us when we were hired that we were sticking our necks out, and I guess he didn't believe them. But as you pointed out, you guys. All the college kids that are coming out with if they've got fake degrees, they're taking a chance.
Yeah.
Some companies will prosecute you for that.
All right. Good advice.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Steve. Or Steve with his advice for the day. Don't fake your college degree.
Yeah. Mm.
I actually, did I ever tell you, I'm a high school graduate. Did I tell you that?
No.
No. And it's not a fake. I don't have a real, you know, I have no idea where my diploma is.
I was
going to
say.
Does anybody know where your diploma is?
No, because no one ever asks to see
it. Never has anyone ever said, prove you went to high school.
I was going through a box in the garage one day, and it's like, holy cow, I found it. And now I don't know where it is.
I don't have a clue where
it is. Danny had to have it for the Marine.
You know, the other thing, I don't know where it is. Don't we have like a marriage certificate or
yes.
something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it is. Maybe I'm not married.
Yeah, you signed
your
it.
Wife knows where it is.
Yeah. Now, you know what? You're probably right. Let's bring in our special guest for this hour. That would be, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause, John Landoff Jr.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Right, step right up on the stage there, John. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Good You're welcome.
It's not a very long walk or high step, but I know exactly where my high school diploma is.
Where? Hanging in your office?
In my office. Well, very proud of those 4 great years at Lutheran North High School.
And I'm going to bet you went to college.
I did. I did want to. I tell you, it was one of the... my dad and I battled. We loved each other, but we still battled a lot. I mean, different, but very much alike. And one of the things was, it was the first summer that I started selling cars. Really selling cars. The summer before, you know, I thought I was, but that summer I actually really sold and sold a lot of cars. And you know, it's not too tough when your dad owns a store that you can sell a few cars. But I said, you know, I'll stay here and work with you. And you know, my dad does not have a college diploma, so he was. I mean, he got tearful and he got very emotional and said, "You are getting a diploma." And my sister Linda, I'm number 3, so it's Laura, Linda, myself, and Jackie. Yes. Special wonder. And so Linda was going to be a junior at SMU my freshman year. Laura had just graduated. He said, this is funny. You're going to go down to SMU in Dallas, Texas, and keep an eye on your sister, Linda.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, is that funny? I'm going to keep an eye on her. But luckily, a couple of times she needed me, but most of the time I probably needed her a lot more than she needed me.
But did you ever say to your dad, hey, Dad, look how well you've done. You don't have a college degree.
I did. And he goes, I regret that every day, because he got, you know, out of the war, could have gone to college, you know, on the government, on the, you know, on, you know, just his years in the military. And he decided to get into work. He just wanted to get into the automobile business as soon as he could.
What was your major?
Business, marketing.
That's and a good good degree to get.
Yeah, that's good.
A little minor in psychology. You see where that got me.
Yeah.
You know, I think the more psychology courses you take, the goofier and crazier that you are.
So where is your high school diploma?
In his
it's
office.
In my office. Yeah. It's in my office.
It is
on a bookshelf.
No,
I'm going to do something with it and get it, you know, put framed and put behind glass and hang it. In one of my offices, yeah.
My high school asked me not to display mine anymore.
You know something? I remember. I got to tell you something really stupid. My algebra teacher. It was algebra 2. Remember, there was algebra 1 mm-hmm. and algebra 2. They both were horrible. And I remember my Mrs. Hitchcock was her name, and she says, and I had a D in algebra. And she told me one day, she says, you know, one of these days, she says, you're going to regret. These grades are going to follow you your whole life. No, they haven't. Nobody has ever asked me what my grades were in high school or even to see my diploma. But she made it seem like, oh, boy, I'm going to be carrying this curse around forever.
I never understood when they threw letters into the math system.
Oh, geometry and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we all need that now if you're not an engineer.
And did anybody else take trigonometry?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Oh, it's
you know, I have no idea what it, I took it. I don't even know what it is.
The sine and cosine and drawn graphs and,
it's like that never
awful.
Happened.
Yes.
It's like it never happened.
Well, now calculus. They have calculators that do everything.
Right.
Yeah, and then everybody had to go by a slide rule. Remember, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dan, you do. I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was great, too, in math class. They go, what do you think? You're going to carry a calculator around with you for the rest of your life? And now everybody has one on their phone.
Exactly.
Yes, you do.
As a matter of fact, I think we have about 3 or 4 at the house. Well, that's 3 or 4 boys in school. I mean,
if you think,
gone through a couple.
If you think about it, your teachers lied to
they
you
did.
All the time. Here's another lie they told you the whole time you're in school. You better learn this metric system. And they told
We're
us for
switching.
60 years, we are switching.
Yep.
All countries will be using the metric system. No, they're not.
Well, we're they never, almost all are. It's us and one other country.
Yeah, we're never going to switch to the metric system. We're not.
No.
We're not buying gas in liters. We're buying it in gallons. But that's another lie they told us. There's a bunch of lies if you really
start
thinking
about it. They're all a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
That's the other lying country.
Teachers.
I cannot say that I had a bunch of liars. I had some great teachers. There's still so many of them still are friends, and I bought cars. They were football coaches and soccer coaches and Luther North, and just I tell you what, we had a great time.
Mr. Colson, the high school had a counselor. Did your high school have this? And you go to this guy was the counselor. And I went in his office one day, and he said to me, I said, I can't wait to get out of high school. And he said, well, one of these days, you're going to look back, and you'll wish you could go back to high school.
Yeah.
No,
that didn't happen either.
Didn't happen.
Well, I will have to say, when Mimi and I were taking the tour years ago at Whitfield High School, you know, after walking around in the orientation at 7 a.m. and they have assembly every day at 8 o'clock and quite a few of the students get up and give them announcements in front of, you know, it's not a big school, it's still 350 plus students, and there they are behind a microphone and a podium. I looked at Mimi, I said, I want to go back to school.
Really?
She said, yeah, she said, it's too late, John. And she said, the other thing is, she goes, you probably can't get in.
Oh,
well, that's,
man.
That's not very nice.
Wow.
That's not very nice, what she said to you. Basically,
what
saying
is,
you're not so smart enough.
You're talking about something nice. That's what we're going to do from now to the end of the month.
What's that?
Right? We need trade-ins so badly. Our youth car operation is selling 8 to 10 vehicles per day. We're not taking in 8 to 10 per day. So we're going to give you up to $4,000 more for your trade than anybody. Up to $4,000 more for your trade than anybody. You know what? We were just been talking in meetings. It's what we've all been through, and we know that the age of cars today on the road are over 10 years old. So people have been holding on to their cars longer than ever before. They've been performing. They've been taking care of them. They're doing the maintenance that no one really did years ago. So I think it's time that everyone deserves to get a newer car, truck, or an SUV.
To be running for president. I think everyone, I want to see a new car in every driveway.
Time to you know what? If one of the political platforms becomes that, I think he has my vote.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm sure he will. So you need trade-ins. Any trade-ins? Is there a cutoff? Like only up to a certain year? Any 15, 20 years old? You don't care?
No, Frank. That's a great question because you know cars today. There's still a huge market. So let's say you know the older Tahoes, the 95, 96, 97 Tahoes, the SUV, even with 120, 130. 140,000 miles.
They're good for another 100.
People want to buy those vehicles. If you take an 05, 06, 07 Impala with over 100,000 miles, or a Malibu, Cobalt. Man, we need Cobalt. Wow. Do we need some Cobalt? And HHRs. So, and that's just the Chevy line. You know, we're interested in Fords and Chryslers and Toyotas, Hondas, Nissans, anything that you have, just because we're one of the largest Chevy stores. You know, really in the country. That doesn't mean that we don't want every make and model that you have. BMW, Mercedes, we don't care. We'll give you up to $4,000 more for your trade than anybody else from now to the end of the month. So we'll be talking a lot about that.
All right. I guess all we need is a phone number.
That number is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com. You can practically buy a car online. Mary Beth Pettis, Tech, and her team, and the intersection of Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
And I think it's been many years since we've been able to say, go in tonight, get a car, and this would be the perfect weather to test out the air conditioning. I just looked, it's 84 degrees now.
Yeah.
I mean, the middle of March, so. The air conditioners are ready to roll.
March 14th, and you're breaking out in those sweat.
Wow. All right. We will send them to you.
Okay. Keep sweating, everybody. Have a great night, and everyone drive safe.
All right. Thank you, John.
You kids. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He was kind of in a whispering mode.
Yeah.
Where he was.
Movie theater.
You know, I doubt that in the middle of the day. Duck blind is not that season.
No.
Maybe he stepped away from a deal, you know, and trying to be quiet and not, I don't know. But you heard him. They need pre-owned cars, so this would be a good time to trade it in. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. We're coming right back, and we'll take actually more of your phone calls because we have time. This is a rare hour. Big 550 KTRS.
We With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How do things look, Tim?
Well, there's, again, good news and bad news. But the good news is they've cleared that stalled tractor trailer, the ramp from 55 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Bad news is the jam is going to take a while to clear up. We've got northbound 55 backed up to 44. Eastbound 44 is jammed in the two right lanes east of Compton, merging on a northbound 270. Eastbound 40, that's jamming up a little bit east of Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now westbound 40, the usual slowdown between the Science Center and Clayton Skinker. It's heavy again, a little west of Spady out through Mason. And then northbound 270 north of Dorset, they've cleared that accident. But the bad news is you're pretty well jammed up between north of Olive to Dorset. Once you get beyond Dorset, though, everything looks pretty good. And then here on westbound 70, it looks like we've got a little slowdown between Sunbelt and Cave Springs. This traffic report brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for your perfect match? The Inside Out Show can help you find your match during free Paint Saturday at participating Ace Hardware stores in Clayton, DePere, and on Dorset. This Saturday, stop by Rick's Ace Hardware on Manchester Road in DePere to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one. Jim Compton from The Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live from noon till 3 to help you find your soul paint. Live from Rick's Ace Hardware on Manchester Road in DePere, the helpful place on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's talk dirt. The folks at Perfect Play Home Gardener believe that dirty hands are just part of clean living. Is it a soil? Is it a mix? Technically, we've created a mix that you and your plants will love. However, we would like to help bring you to a slower, calmer place, to a simpler time. Just plain talking, we like the word soil. At Perfect Play, we realize you are not just growing plants. You are seeking an escape, if only for a moment, from life's busy schedule and reconnecting yourself with nature. You are indulging in a sense of satisfaction gained through the aroma of your favorite herbs and the beauty of your favorite flowers. You are creating a personal sanctuary, however big or small it may be, in your home or on your patio. Find Perfect Play Home Gardener Potting Soil, this locally developed and produced product, at local garden centers, hardware, and grocery stores in and around the greater St. Louis area. At Perfect Play, we believe gardening is good for the soul. Check us out at perfectplayhomegardener.com.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer, and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey guys, is your sex life really as good as it could be? Or are you missing out because your performance in the bedroom isn't that great? If you suffer from lack of sexual confidence, then you need to try Upright XXL. Upright XXL is the most powerful, natural male enhancement product available on the market today. Upright XXL's pre-measured blend of potent ingredients is sure to keep you going strong all night long. You'll have an amazing renewal of self-confidence and energy that people will notice, especially where it counts most, in the bedroom. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience a powerful increase in stamina and strength that will make you and your partner say, wow, guaranteed. So be the man and call right now to find out how you can get Upright XXL for free. We challenge you to put it to the test.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-405-8837. 800-405-8837. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-405-8837. That's 1-800-405-8837.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to a
better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Does your seed supplier's warehouse sound like this?
Hello? Where's my seed?
If your seed supplier can't fill your order, think Burris Hybrids. Seed is available today and ready to ship. New products like Optimum Acre Max and Optimum Acre Max Extra Single Bag Refuge. We honor our word at Burris and are ready to fill orders today. Call your local dealer or 877-4-B-U-R-R-U-S.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Wow. The so huge I'd corporation. Like to know
when you got the notion. Yeah, boy, they had a lot of hits.
Say, yeah.
I love the the Upright XXL commercial, that chick that comes on. Don't you love it when they make it sound like all women want it all the time?
Yeah.
And it'll help you last. You can go all night long. Where are those women? Where are the women who just can't get enough and want to do it all night? I don't know that she speaks for most women.
Not with us.
Not wives, anyway.
Get off me! I'm trying to watch TV.
We just did it 3 weeks ago.
Come on.
Come on. It's not the fourth Saturday. Again?
I'm not touching that.
What if I just do this?
Yeah.
Instead, let's go to Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hi, how are you, Frank?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, and I am AM and the PM.
Well, as it should be.
I just wanted to comment to Tina. Years ago, over at the Municipal Opera, they had Cinderella. I guess it's probably been at least 25 years ago, maybe longer.
Where was it?
Muni?
At the Muni Opera, and they had two men as the stepsisters.
Two men.
And the one was probably 6'5" or 6", and he was real lanky, and the other one was kind of short and squatty and heavy stature.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that would be the perfect ugly stepsisters.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
A couple of guys
play
the part. I
never laughed so hard in my life.
Hey, Esmeralda.
Somebody backstage dropped something, and one of them says, "Clumsy girl."
Well, was it the Rodgers and Hammerstein one?
Yes, it
oh,
was.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I want to see that.
That's that puppy noise they make.
I wish I could see that. Maybe they'll bring it back.
It was so much funnier than the one that they, you know, they had made the film and stuff of on TV, because this one was just a riot. I mean, these two guys were hysterical. And the whole show was just really first rate.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see it, Cinderella. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Women make that noise. Oh. Yeah. Let's talk to Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going this afternoon?
It is going great. Thank you.
I had to let you know, first of all, I'm AM and the PM.
That's good to know.
He said he's AM.
My finger slipped. I'm sorry.
Come on,
Abuse Boy. There we go.
Wow.
Okay. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I rode home from work today. First of all, I missed the gas cutoff. Don't you hate when you drive into work and you know you need gas
and you just don't
stop. You say, I'll get it on the way home.
Next day is 20.
I'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, and the gas prices are up. So I missed out on that.
That'll teach you.
But I'm But I'm driving home, and I got to use my air conditioner for the first time in March. I don't remember ever having to.
I've had mine on for the past 2 days.
Every March should be like this.
The other thing is being a member of the amateur research group there, out in St. Louis. I looked up on American Idol, and they do get paid.
Okay. Oh. I thought they probably
scale.
Did.
Yeah. Scale.
Okay.
Yeah, scale. It's almost a grand.
No, that's
like $990 for each appearance.
Wow.
Because they are members of SAG.
Yeah. Nice. I was close. They also have to be members of AFTRA. And I think the two are merging, and it's going to be just one union. But yeah, I was pretty close. $800 or $900. Yeah. And you think about it. It would break some of these families, especially think about somebody who gets to, they're down to like four, and they spent all those weeks on that. They couldn't do that.
And look at all the money that show's bringing in.
Yeah, you know, that's the least they can do.
They
all right, Anthony.
On the road, too.
Yeah. All right, Anthony.
Same scale. Could I do one other thing?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Let me just try this and see if it works. All Jennifer right. Aniston.
Okay.
There we go. Oh. Yeah, I've always wanted to do that on the air, so I appreciate that, guys. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, what a thrill that must have been for you. Thank you, Anthony.
It was. Thank you.
Yeah, and I agree about Jennifer Aniston. Only since that horrible Bosses came out. I never had a thing for her till that movie, and that did it. Boy, she was so nasty. I mean, she was upright XXL nasty. And she was. You don't need that pill if you watch that movie and her performance. On the way, the one and only Bill Cleveland. And the Bill Cleveland, no, there's no D on it. Bill Cleveland, and the Bill Cleveland segment. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, and that would be First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, where I bank and eat popcorn. Can you say that about the place where you bank? Can you say, yeah, I bank and eat fresh popcorn at fill in the blank? Probably not. How about this? If this weather keeps up, the popsicles normally don't come out till about July. They might as well go ahead and get the freezers ready and start giving them out now, because we're not very far from summertime weather. That's another thing they do. They have ice-cold popsicles for their customers in the summer. Now, that is not what makes a great place to bank. It's just symbolic of their attitude and their service and the fact that they are thoughtful. They think you might be hungry, they have fresh popcorn. They think you might be hot, a cool treat for you. They think you might want to borrow money, then they have great low rates on their loans. You want to save money, they have great rates on savings accounts. They have checking. They have all that bank stuff. And they also are the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning. Is Saturday St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, be the St. Patrick's Day edition. That's right, because Paul Warner called and asked me if I knew where he could get a green suit. He dresses for the show, even though it's radio. He'll be wearing a green suit Saturday for the yard sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, brought to you exclusively by the place where I bank, where Tina banks, Dan banks, Peon banks, Paul Warner banks, and we want you to bank there too. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
And I also banked there, and it was interesting because I had some business taking me out in the Chesterfield area today, and I went to Frank's branch and introduced myself and got a bag of popcorn, and you know, they said, Frank, he's here so much, we set up a second address for him. So I'll tell you what, they were nice people there. All right, we're looking at westbound 70. That's running a little bit slow between Mid River Small Drive and T.R. Hughes. And I told you about westbound 40. You've got that slowdown between Science Center, Clayton Skanker. They're also slow a little west of Spady out to Mason. But you're going to make it down through Chesterfield Valley to about the ice rink. And then it's slow pockets all the way to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, you're a little bit heavy from Olive through Ladue, and then it slows south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry.
This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer this March for a Toyota True Start battery for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Installation extra. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm here at Walmart with Sarah. Now, Sarah, where do you normally shop for a simple project like repainting a room?
You know, the big home improvement stores.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Walmart has the stuff you're looking for?
I don't know.
Let's go. Come on. Walk with me.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, great.
What do you see?
I see everything I would need.
I'm seeing Glidden 2-in-1 Paint Plus Primer, mm-hmm. 3M Painter's Tape,
ooh.
Sureline Paint Tray Kits.
That's exciting.
And low prices on all of it, too.
This is great.
There you go. Now you should come see Walmart's Projects Made Simple for yourself. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
How are you, Bill?
All right. Well, this is very exciting. Archaeologists have now discovered ancient artifacts going all the way back to the beginning of the Republican race for president.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It did start a while back.
Yeah, it sure did. And Mitt Romney lost the Alabama and Mississippi primaries last night. You know, the toughest thing he ever had to do was face his family last night, knowing they'd eaten cheesy grits for nothing.
I love cheesy grits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had grits, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on.
But that should probably surprise no one. Yeah. President Obama was interviewed in the stands at a college basketball game at halftime. Not to be outdone, Vice President Joe Biden accidentally got his head stuck inside of one of those giant number one foam fingers. Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the closing. This is good stuff.
Well, TV evangelist and broadcaster Pat Robertson said that marijuana should be legalized. Mm-hmm. Pat also said that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve's best friends were Cheech and Chong. I don't know. Possible. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Hi.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland. Folks, you're in for a treat. Tina Dalpiez has requested a joke. She says, I've only told it once since, how long have you been on the show?
Like, 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Well, then it's overdue, and it's coming your way. So don't go anywhere. Playhouse coming up, 5 o'clock.